I am Chris Sorrentino.
I am John Saluga. We are hanging out in the Jersey Wing of Slab Studios.
The Jersey, dirty Jersey Wing.
That's right, baby.
Yeah, I rode here with a whole bunch of guys in Mad Max vehicles. We had a guitar player that shot fire out of the top of the guitar. We had little people sitting on top of big people's heads. We all wore armor. We all painted our faces. We all drank gasoline. You know what? We all had a good time, and we got
the best
here.
Time.
We're safe. We're here at Jersey.
We're here.
It's the only way I'll come into Jersey from now on, Mad Max style.
Can I say, before we get too far into it, the last show was live on Staten Island at the Little Victory Theater. We did a 420 show.
Right.
Guys, that's the last episode. Check it out if you haven't.
It's
There's
a party.
Video of it online, but I want to thank every single person who came out, every person who helped out that night, everybody who performed.
Yeah.
Joey Patches. Frankie Fingers. And the Wahoo Skiffle Crazies.
Wahoo Skiffle Crazies. Thank you to our wives. Thank you, Ross Brewing.
Thank you, everybody. Everybody who made that was so much fun.
That was a great experience, man. We needed that.
I want to dedicate the episode to somebody who was there that night.
Yes.
The newest member of the Little Chub Club, Patrick Baker.
Yeah.
Everybody, welcome.
Thank you. You know what? He's not a new face of the podcast. He's a new face of the Little Chub Club.
He's one of those guys that we've met performing live on Staten Island, and he's been to a bunch of our shows now, and he's one of these guys that is how we know him, and I'm always like excited to see him. He's nicest guy, and I just feel like there are people who connect with us, and we connect with them, and I think they connect with the show, and he's just one of those guys who gets it.
We connect.
Yeah, we connect.
We connect.
I feel the connection, Patrick. Dude, welcome. Welcome to the club. Thank you for joining.
Yes.
That's all I wanted to say.
All right. I'm glad you said that on this most glorious Star Wars Day. Today's May the 4th. May the 4th be with you as we're recording.
Yeah. Right? I hope it was with you, listeners.
I hope the Force was with you in particular.
That's right. I hope you did something Star Wars-y.
Or forceful.
Yeah.
Like a forced entry. Forced fellatio.
That's right.
No, I don't. But last night I saw Return of the Jedi, the 40th anniversary.
I am jealous.
With,
it did
my
not
sons.
Work. It was in theaters here.
Yeah.
So listeners, I don't know if that was that nationwide. I think they were doing it in select places.
Yeah.
But it was Return of the Jedi was out in theaters, but May the 4th was the last day. And I wish it went into the weekend, man. I wanted to take my son, but
yeah,
didn't work out for us.
Let me tell you, man, I this is the first time I've seen a theater since I was a little kid. So this was 40 years
ago. That's amazing.
I didn't see the special edition version because I wasn't. At the time of my life, I was like, I'm not supporting this movie because they cut out Lopty Neck and Yub Nub.
And if
you don't know what I'm talking about, go fuck yourself.
It's when George Lucas took the Honeycombs guy and put him into Star Wars.
Don't know why. I still don't know why. Jedi Rocks is a terrible song.
Yep.
We need some Lopty Neck. But it was good, and it was a good experience with my sons. It was funny because you know what was weird, seeing that movie in the movie theater and not realizing Harrison Ford gets all the laughs in that. Like, Harrison Ford's the comedic relief of that movie.
Yeah, he is.
He got like laughs. Holy macaroni, I really didn't put that together.
When I saw that movie in a theater for the first time. So in 83, I didn't see it. I was 3 years old. Nobody took me. I fell in love with Star Wars on VHS.
Yeah.
That was my introduction. So I absolutely went and saw a special edition. And there's a story I'm not going to retell about the first time I went to see it. And it got all messed up. It's a good story. It's an old episode. Join the Little Chub Club and go back in time. But when I did finally see it at the Ziegfeld, I went to a screening and saw it there, which was a beautiful theater to see.
That
old timey with the red like velvet curtains and all that. Gorgeous theater. And all Star Wars fans in there, obviously, watching it. And the scene between Luke and Leia on the kind of like rope bridge in the Ewok village.
Yeah, he lets Leia know that he knows that she's his sister.
Vader's his father, and she gets it all in one shot. And somebody in the theater during that scene started to giggle, and then other people started laughing. Yeah. And it's very I grew up with it. I never questioned it. It's the whole theater was roaring by the end of it, and it was the biggest laugh in Return of the Jedi in a theater when I went.
That's great.
And it was just somebody started cracking up, not trying to be a dick. Somebody just
yeah.
And it was almost like a bunch of nerds as a group realizing for the first time just how fucking corny it is.
Yeah,
it was beautiful. It's one of my favorite things.
That's a great thing.
Yeah,
that's I had that moment where I was like, you know, like Luke turns himself over to Vader, and he's like, you know, calls him father, and he's like, oh, so you know, you acknowledge that I'm your father. There's like two stormtroopers standing there the whole time, and I turned to my son, I was like, they must be like, what the fuck is going on? These two stormtroopers, like, this fucking guy's got a kid? This guy? Fucking robot legs over here? Yeah,
fucking babysitters now?
Yeah. Oh, we got
Oh, would he break
kid?
Curfew, boss? Yeah.
You want us to spank him? I was like, they're just standing idly by like, fuck. And what are we witnessing here?
And you don't want, you know, they know they can't talk about
they
it.
They can't do
not
they
even with each other. They just have to go,
yeah, they like, pissing in that armor. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, I never thought about it.
It's so fucking weird. It was great. Like when Palpatine, spoiler, gets thrown into that shaft at the end and mm-hmm. like seemingly does. Me and my son Wesley both turned to each other like, somehow Palpatine turned. Yeah. At the same time, we cracked up. It was fucking beautiful. But yeah, man.
My son asked me if Palpatine, he's like, is Palpatine gone forever? And it was just, there was a time, dude, where I would have been like, yeah. And I was like, you don't want to, I don't want to spoil anything. And then I was just
that
like,
one.
I don't know. It's, I don't know. Well, there's, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what to tell him. What am I going to tell him? I don't know what I watched.
Yeah. I don't know if it's even good. That's just going to get retconned one day.
Ah, fuck. You know what? Hey, fuck. I love Star Wars.
Yeah.
Fuck Star Wars.
Exactly.
Love
Star Wars, but fuck Star Wars.
Love Star Wars, fuck Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You take the good, you take the bad.
Yeah, it's true, man. It's the facts of the galaxy, man.
That's it. That's it. That's Star Wars. That's just the Star Wars fandom theme song now.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, it's May 4th. I feel like I'm going to get struck down by Force Lightning.
Yeah.
For saying it. But yeah, there's good and the bad. And you know what? You just got to learn to
choose a side, man.
Yeah. No, you got to just enjoy what you like. And if there's stuff you don't enjoy, just don't turn it on.
That's it.
Don't turn that particular movie or television show or episode, or don't read that comic or that book. Just, you know what? There's no more of this. Like, you gotta consume all of it. Pick and choose what you want, because it's the only way you're ever gonna really enjoy all of it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I love Ralph's Ice.
Yeah.
Italian ices on Staten Island.
Yeah.
How many flavors, right?
Who knows? Yeah, tons.
Definitely a bunch that I'd fucking hate, never eat.
Exactly.
I had a bubblegum ice there once. They put Chiclets in it. I was chewing my Italian ice. It was horrible.
Oh, God. Wait. What?
But I love Ralph's Ice. You know why?
Yeah.
They got a good lemon ice.
There you go.
They got cream alata. They got a peanut butter chocolate brownie chunk, whatever it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. You don't need fucking...
You don't have to like all of it.
Frozen... Wouldn't that break your teeth? Frozen bubblegum?
Oh,
that's
terrible.
Awful.
It was terrible.
What a bad idea.
It was a real Attack of the Clones serving of Italian ice. That's what it was.
It's attack.
Who put these chiclets in here?
Attack on your teeth. Attack of the Clones, the ice cream.
Oh.
Ew, it just comes in the shape of Christopher Lee's head. I want to eat his cheeks.
Oh yeah, I want a waffle. I want Christopher Lee Eggo waffles. Eggo should, whatever, the same deals that Chia Pet makes Eggo should just go for it.
Just do
just
it.
Just a Bob Ross waffle, an Obama waffle. Just go nuts. A Pee Wee Herman waffle.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, man.
Yeah.
A Mr. T waffle.
No. Not Mr. T. I don't think anybody's going to buy a Mr. T waffle this day and age.
He already, you know what? He peaked in the breakfast world already.
Yeah, in like 1984. That was it.
I want that cereal.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find it on eBay. From Mr. T himself?
I want a fresh batch. I want to eat it. I don't want a box from the 80s.
He's selling boxes out of the back of the A-Team van. That's all he's got. It's that. A couple of copies of fucking Rocky III and
yeah,
his cereal. A couple of copies of DC Cab and some feather earrings. That's all he's selling out the back.
I'd buy something. I would.
Yeah. I would. Just because, listen, I pity the fool.
I would imagine if I wore a cap with a feather in it that was a Mr. T feather.
You'd be pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Add a Jesse Ventura feather.
Oh, my God. That. If you and a feather from Coco Beware's
and I just
bird.
Keep sticking,
if you
I meet celebrities adding feathers to my cap from meet and greets. With wrestlers and 80s celebrities.
That's pretty cool.
That's not bad.
Yeah, call you
it's a cool hat.
John Feathercap. John Feathercap? John Cougar Feathercap?
John Cougar Feathercap.
Yeah, I know him.
Oh, I love Mr. T.
I love John Cougar Feathercap. Can't have one without the other, though, I guess, right?
No, you can't.
Hey, man. Speaking of things, you can't have one without the other. I can have this podcast without drinking a friggin' Ross right here.
Ross beer. Again, they provided all the beer for that live show.
Dude, Ross came through big time. I'm drinking a Manasquan Wit here. It's crisp, citrus, spice. It's a Belgian-style wheat ale. Dude, let me tell you, man, it's a shoe in the ordinary. It's shoes in the bold. Go to rossbrewing.com and check them out and go to the brewery. Check that out. That's a fun time.
Yeah, I want to go. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, dude, it's a blast, man. I can't wait to go back to the brewery.
We got
to
talk to them.
It's yeah.
Possibility of us doing a thing.
Yeah, there might be something. Yeah, you know.
Come out to Jersey, see the boys.
In the loop, find out. Make sure you're on our mailing list.
That's the spot, man.
Yeah.
That mailing list lately, I've been putting it together, and I was like, we have a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
It is the best place to find all of it.
Yeah.
Guys, Chris was on Growing Belushi, Jim Belushi's reality show about his pot farm.
The episode, I think it's episode 3 or 4. I think it's the episode Sweet Home Chicago.
They were at the Blues Discovery. Brothers convention, and Chris is there. I mean, you know, I had to sometimes you forget like how crazy like life is.
Yeah,
Chris is there and he's dancing and he's intercut with it, and then I like looked at it again and I was like, oh, my best friend is like, they're literally cutting between him and Dan Aykroyd right now.
Yeah, it goes from me like, to Dan, like.
That's what's happening on a TV show.
Yeah.
Like, one of the original cast members of SNL. The guy who wrote my favorite movie. The guy who wrote your favorite movie.
Yep.
And there you are sharing the screen with him. It was just it was surreal.
Yeah.
The next night on Impractical Jokers, there was a punishment and Chris provided art for it.
Yes.
Brought the ganja weasel to... I was going to say to life, but basically you created the character for this thing that's...
Well, visually, yeah.
Visually, yeah.
Yeah.
Some
Practical Jokers, like, character that's been around for a while.
And you and I have been on other podcasts and other... There's just... there have been other performances and stuff. And
yeah.
I don't know. Just sign up for the newsletter. It's always in the description.
Yeah. Sometimes it's the episodes, because we do every other week now. This stuff won't get covered on a podcast.
Yes,
so
things that come up and we don't have time to promote it on the actual episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
So check it out.
Check.
Check it out.
Check
it out.
So can I play something for you really quick?
Yeah.
Okay. This might have solved a long time podcast mystery about the pig man.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Do you want to explain the pig man or?
Well, listeners, it's we would sometimes record in my house, and when the weather's nice, we have the door open, and sometimes we hear a pig man.
Chris has raccoons and possums and all that you might know if you've been listening, but we never figured out what that sound was.
I think I may have figured it out.
Really?
Yeah. So
do I have to plug in your phone for this?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to pause.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. And we're back.
All right. So my wife and I hear this the other night.
Okay.
And
so you recorded this?
No. This is the same sound we recorded, and then I put together what this could be, and I looked it up. And this, okay, is, this is what we heard.
I think I have a guess as to what this is.
I think that's what we always thought Pigman was.
I do too, because we always said it sounded like a pig squealing.
Yes.
Knowing you have raccoons.
Yeah.
And knowing it's springtime.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's the sound of raccoons fucking. Yeah.
Pigman?
Raccoon love.
That's what Pigman was the whole time.
Pigman was just two raccoons getting it on the whole time.
What a fucked up Scooby-Doo that is.
They unmasked the Pigman. It's just a pile of raccoons.
Raccoons humping each other.
Oh, no. They just put the mask back on the best they can and walk away. Zoinks! Oh no, Scoop! Cover your eyes! I think there's a mystery solved.
Well, hey.
That's what we do.
I mean, I know, it's sad. It's a bit like officially proving that Bigfoot doesn't exist, you know?
I could be wrong. I could be Pigman fucking two raccoons.
Oh, no, don't put that in my head. That's terrible. Oh, no.
It could be.
Wow.
We don't know.
Do you know which... Are both raccoons making that noise?
I don't know. Well, we heard it. And I run downstairs. It was the middle of the night. Woke us up. We had the window open. Nice weather. So we were like sleeping with the window open. So we both, you know, sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. And I ran downstairs. And both of us, me and Brianne, we were like, oh, fuck. We threw on the lights. And I thought, based on the sounds, I honestly imagined it was like a bunch of baby possums being ripped apart by cats or the raccoons.
That's where your mind
went. That's where my mind went.
Okay.
I was like, oh, fuck. So I ran down and I put a light up and I saw one raccoon run away. And I was like, wait a minute. And then I saw the other one coming behind you going like,
come back. Come here, baby.
Yeah. Get back. I ain't done, baby. I'm going to chuck Mary on your face. I was waiting.
Oh, God.
I was waiting to see them do it. But they ran away from me.
You'll see it.
I don't want it.
They're going to be doing it in your bed.
I hope.
It's coming. It's coming. They're coming in the house. I know they're coming. The weather's going to get warm.
Yeah.
You're going to be leaving shit open, and they're gonna come in the house.
Stop fucking.
And fuck on your desk.
Like a bunch of gremlins.
Well, you know what that means? You're going to have baby raccoons soon.
I'm going to be a father. Mazel.
Well, listen, I know Well, you know this too. Robogail told us as soon as we came in. She was like, boys, you might want to cut the show short tonight.
Yeah, you got a lot of voicemails.
You got a lot of voicemails. You know, we only played the fart guy voicemail at that live show.
That's
so
right.
In a way, it's like a month's worth of voicemails.
Yeah, you're right. It's a good way of looking at it.
So we should get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
And voicemails are coming early this week.
Ooh. Egg Dump Soup from EggDumpSoup.com. If you want to know more about Egg Dump Soup from EggDumpSoup.com, go to EggDumpSoup.com.
That's right.
I got that right?
You got it right.
Egg Dump Soup from EggDumpSoup.com.
No from in...
No, you don't type from.
Right.
It's just...
to get Egg Dump Soup from EggDumpSoup.com...
You just type...
The website's not EggDumpSoup from EggDumpSoup.com.
Egg Dump
Soup. It's EggDumpSoup.com. It's where you get your Egg Dump Soup from.
D-O-T-C-O-M.
D-O-C-O-T-O-M.
D-O-C-T-O-M.
M-O-U-S-E. I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore. Egg Dump, just Google Egg Dump Soup, and you're going to get two. You get EggDumpSoup.com,
mm-hmm.
and you'll get EggDumpSoup.net.
That's the other one?
Is that the other one?
No.
EggDumpSoup.com.net. What's the other one? What's the fake one?
Eggdumpsoup.org?
What's the bad one? What's the scary one?
Eggdumpsoup.edu.
No, it can't be.
I think it's .org.
That's where they... .org?
Is it?
I don't think so. Is it?
Is it eggdumpsoup.net?
Maybe it's eggdumpsoup.org. The point is go to eggdumpsoup.com. .com.
D-O-T-C-O-M.
Here are this week's voicemails.
What's up, guys? It's me. Just wanted to let you know. I finally started the work on my science fiction novella, The Phase Guns of Xantan 5. I'm about 6 pages in so far. Off to a good start. Got all the great science fiction elements that everybody loves. A lost child, a little alien, some robots. It's going to be excellent. It's also an analogy for the social outbreak that's been going on in this country over the last couple of years with racism. Anyway, I just had this one section of the book, one verse here, one paragraph that I wanted to get your opinions on because I appreciate you guys, very smart guys, and I respect what you do. So here it goes. Listen. As we fought through space and time, sorry, let me start again. As we fought across space and time, I got to befriend the Xartans. They were really excellent creatures, empathetic, smart. But I knew my prick hung precariously across the nether regions of space. Now, should it be precariously? My prick hung precariously across the nether regions of space? Or should it be my prick hung precipitously across the nether regions of space? One denotes that it was in danger, the guy's prick, and the other one denotes that...
Hang on, there's more.
Cliffhanger here. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Well, I think it's kind of the same thing. He was in danger. He was like scared, you know? What's a better word you think to use for that section of the book? And I'll give you guys a thank you in the fucking liner notes.
Oh, thanks.
Appreciate you, boys. Appreciate your help. Keep an eye out for the book. Fit it where you shit it.
Fit it where you shit it.
The phasers of Zargon 15? Is that the name of it?
Yeah, that's it.
I think so.
I think so.
Xartan 15,
yeah,
maybe?
Sure.
Crikey.
Danger all the way. Right away, I think you want to imply there's danger.
I think prick precariously.
There you go.
It's the way to go. I like that. I enjoy that. Cocktastically works too.
Oh yeah.
Donglishly. Penultimately.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm good with that stuff.
Really good.
I'm like a dictionary,
hey!
John.
We have Little Eddie.
Oh, that's right. Little
movie
Eddie.
Review. Spoiler-free movie review. Don't worry.
Always spoiler-free.
New listeners, don't...
We're not going to ruin it for you. Don't Eddie's not going to ruin
scared.
It.
I'm scared.
Yeah. That's right. The only thing we're going to do is lay down a sweet jingle.
That's right.
We do a jingle for every time Little Eddie calls an episode. That's not right. Every phone call, but every, you know.
That's right.
Start of his blitz.
That's the deal. Between Little Eddie and Jingles All the Way.
That's right. If he wants more, I mean, he's going to have to rework the contract.
Yeah, that's the deal. And that's the deal for any of you. If you listen to the show and you need a jingle, you can get one an episode.
I'm so sad. Nobody takes us up on that.
I don't know why. I mean, we're good.
We're good. Let's show the people what we got.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey guys, it's Little Eddie, and I just watched Polite Society.
Huh.
I did not like it. That is all.
I hear it's all, how do you do, and thank you very much, and no, please.
Hoity-toityness.
Hoity-toity through and through, that's what I heard.
Yeah, who needs Polite Society?
Not me.
No, I'm down here in the mud.
That's right.
I'm with the people, man.
Yeah.
Let's get down and dirty. Yeah. California gym style.
Be a menace to society.
That's
right.
What
I say.
That's right. It's like that Dennis guy. Be like Dennis.
Dennis the menace to society.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Emily. I did call you. Where the fuck were you guys? You're supposed to come to Easter. I got all this fucking lamb and peach flavored Pepsi sitting here. What the fuck am I supposed to do with all of this? Jesus Christ. Invite people over and they don't show up. It's terrible. Terrible. Transcript. Get the fuck out of here with that. Fuck it. And Dingus, why has everything got to be about cocks? I hate 2023.
I'm sorry, Emily. Cousin Emily.
Emily. It's not Emily. I think it's my Aunt Arlene. I do. It sounded like my Aunt Arlene.
That did, right? It did.
Yeah. That's not Emily's voice.
No.
So what is she losing it? She's losing it.
I don't know, but you better get over there and get some lamb and peepsy. She fucking tears your new one.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Lamb and peepsy?
God.
No yeah. Thanks.
That not for me.
Sheep and peepsy?
Oh, sheepsies and peepsies. Ew.
Ew, yeah.
Nothing to do with any of that. I'm an Easter ham guy.
Maybe. Yeah, I know. You're not a lamb guy.
I don't do lamb. I do ham.
I do ham and lamb.
Oh,
baby.
God. Yeah, no.
I do.
It's gross.
Oh, you got to do both.
No, thanks.
Roll them up.
Too much barnyard.
Slather gravy
shit
in between and roll them up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really too much barnyard shit.
It's just like a lot. It's like a petting zoo. You're eating a petting zoo.
That's, you know what? All right. We open up a fast food plate. You're naming all the meals at my fast food joint right now.
The petting zoo.
The petting zoo.
The ham and lamb roll up.
Yeah.
That's the petting zoo. No, thanks.
Yeah, I want to eat the barnyard. The whole barnyard.
That should be the name of your fast food place, the barnyard.
The barnyard.
Come down to the barnyard.
We got pigs, we got chickens, we got ducks.
Eat things that make your children happy. Eat their sad faces. Come on down to the barnyard. Pet your food before you eat it. Oh, if it comes up to the table and you get to like pet it and then you're like, okay, take it in the back and kill it.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Ladies and gentlemen, you'd have to see his eyes widen.
Yeah.
He's so excited.
Oh, I'm getting it. Yeah, it's like a lobster tank, you know?
Oh, that's not the same. Lobster tanks are different.
They don't let you hold the lobster.
No, you don't get to pet the lobster. Last time that happened, a kid lost his finger at a Red Lobster.
What about, well, they bring the chicken to your table. What if you don't want it cooked, you can take it home?
Oh, my God. Could you imagine what my house would look
that's
like?
That's the choice.
You imagine, you know how many cows I would have? I just wanted a cheeseburger, and I got there. And fuck. Like, Chris, I understand the first 13 times, but come on. You got a whole stampede in your house.
A cow? You would take a cow in?
Yeah, I couldn't kill a cow after petting that big old beautiful Bessie.
Yeah.
Come on, I like cows. They're pretty cool.
They're so delicious.
I know, but I can't see its face in the
milk. Why would you keep them for the milk?
That's different.
Make your own ice cream and
no,
stuff?
No, that's different. I would do that.
All right.
Yeah.
I would do that too.
I'd pet a thing I would eat ice cream and milk out of. But I wouldn't eat a burger I pet. No ribs that I pet.
Ice cream and milk.
Not even a little brisket that I pet. But I'll pet some ice cream all day long.
I'd pet my dinner beforehand.
Ah, no thanks.
You know?
Yeah. No thanks. I'm not into that. I can't do that. It's wrong.
What if you? All right. What if it's this? What if you stick your hand out and if it bites you, you eat it?
No, I'm still not.
You're still not going to do it?
No. It's scared. It's tied up in a restaurant where it has a 50-50 chance of dying. Of course, it's going to bite me. And go.
Oh, it's got 100% chance. They're just going to serve it to the next person.
Yeah. Okay, fine. And bring the old 96er to the next
All
one.
Right. Well, you know what? When I open my restaurant, you can't come.
Fine. I won't be there.
Fine.
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 Fellas, oh my God, it's been a long time, longer than you even know. Anyway, your story about, you know, taking off from CVS with some items got me thinking back to my own dalliances as a child, robbing the local pharmaceutical distributor. And I don't mean a drug dealer by that, I mean the local drugstore. It was back in like 1990, I think it was, I was in sixth grade. And, being a Catholic school boy, every Wednesday in sixth grade, I would get out early, 12 o'clock. You know, they sent us home so they could let the degenerates from the fucking public school come in and get a little religious education, right? So I had nothing to do for 3-4 hours because my friends from public school had to go to religious education. So I'm wandering up and down the boulevard, and I go to the pharmacy, and they got these new Marvel Comics, Marvel Universe trading cards. And I was like, ooh.
Marvel cards!
I had to have those, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm robbing.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Getting my pockets in my pants, wherever. And I had this little system going where I'd buy a few, you know, throw them off the scent, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd buy one, and I'd linger around, steal 4 or 5 packs, and buy another one. This went on for like an hour and a half. I even got the girl to get me a new box, right? Then, girl says to me, hey, come here. And I said, fuck, I'm fucking dead. I'm busted, right? Oh, she says, you like those cards? Yeah, honey, I like those cards. So she says, why don't you take them back?
Hey.
Jesus fucking Christ, I thought I was in trouble. She's giving me a free pass, right? So I took that back.
Yeah.
You know what I did after that? I took the rough fucking rest of them, too. Oh, I had a lot of packs that day. Anyway, fellas, in conclusion, if you don't know how to use the fucking self-checkout, don't use the self-checkout. You make life miserable for the rest of us, all right? Goodbye.
There you go.
Agreed.
Wise words.
Yeah.
Agree with all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, the Marvel cards. I used to love the Marvel cards. I probably stole some. I don't remember specifically any times that stick out in my head. I do remember I would ride to Toys R Us with my friends. We'd ride our bikes to Toys R Us. And that's kind of a far hike from where
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and we'd go there, and I would steal a bunch of G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
And I would, I don't know why, it's really dumb, I'd put them all in my shoes. I was like, nobody's ever going to check my shoes.
So you're opening the packs.
Yeah,
and putting
sliding
them
in my shoes, the little guns. The little,
yep.
Like, all the masks, all them pointy fucking bits in my mm-hmm. shoe. And then get on my bike and ride them, not take them out, ride them with these fucking G.I. Joes on the bottom of between my foot and pedal. My poor feet, they'd be tenderized like chicken cutlets at the end of this ride. And I'd be still like, oh, those G.I. Joes worth it. My poor fucking feet. I got like stigmata from Gung Ho. Yo, Joe.
Hello? Hello? Hello, is this a podcast? Hello? A friend tell me, he says, listen to this show. He says, it's very funny. I listen. He says it's good. They make a nice joke, funny joke about a Chinese people. They make a joke about a fat people. I said, okay, I listen. Not very funny. I make a, he lied to me maybe. I don't know. Something about not make me laugh. I listen twice. Same show over twice. I make no laughing. I hear no joke about a Chinese people. Very confusing, very loud. Somebody screaming a lot, make a bells ringing. I don't know what's going on. Very stupid.
You got some bad intel. We don't make fun of Chinese people.
You're not gonna get those kinds of jokes here.
I don't know why somebody every week or every episode keeps insisting that we're making fun of Chinese people and or fat people.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Maybe also fat Chinese people or Chinese fat people.
Right.
I don't know. That's not us. That's not the deal over here.
I don't even see what's funny about it. It's like a fat Korean. Like, that's funny.
That's too funny. Yeah, Ralphie May doing that fat Korean impression. One of my favorites.
John Panetta.
John Panetta. Yeah. I'm sorry. I got my wrong fat guy.
Wrong fat guy doing a Chinese impression.
That's
John Panetta is the angry buffet.
That's
the
right.
Chinese buffet owner.
Listen, all those fat guys look the same to me.
Can't say that. Fuck. Although when they do the Chinese eyes, they all look the same to me. Like all fat white guys doing Chinese impressions look the same.
They
to
all
me.
Look the same.
It's the same shit.
Bunch of racists.
Hey guys, it's Uncle Tony. I recently had a conversation with my girlfriend.
Oh, God,
and I told her I wanted her to grow out her pussy hairs.
You know?
Yeah. I told her I'm done with all this bullshit.
Yeah, I'm with him.
Pause him for a second. You with him?
I'm with... Listen, my wife...
Come on.
She turned 40, right? She just turned 40.
Mm-hmm.
So the rules...
Got a few grays?
Well, I don't know. The rules are like, let it grow. Like, I told her, I was like, you're 40 now. Why don't you grow a bush?
Yeah.
I'd be into that bush.
Let it grow. Let it grow.
Yeah. If there's anything my dad's magazines taught me, over 40, you got a big bush. You know, she told me, she's like, it doesn't grow like a bush.
Oh.
I was like, it's more like a
bush. Like a vine?
Yeah, come on.
No, what is it?
No, more like
a cactus.
Yeah, God forbid.
Yeah, thick, sharp whiskers.
Oh, that would be rough. It's like having an old man in your pants. Like, I gotta go down there. It's an old man going face to face with an old guy.
I won't say which one. One of my aunts. I was a kid. Do you remember? I think I told you this at a barbecue. Started talking about her pubic hair turning white.
Oh, I don't know.
And she was like, she's very open about this stuff. So she's asking like other people in the family, like, hey, did yours turn white? My turn white. And I was like just going through puberty. They start asking me questions, laughing. You know, people are like drinking at a barbecue, whatever. And I'm a kid. It's the most uncomfortable conversation in the world. My grandfather walks over. You know, you knew him.
Your grandma was nuts.
And my aunt asks him, she's like, Dad, she's like, your pubic hair turn white? And he goes, wait till it falls out. And it was like, oh my God.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Is any of that real?
I don't know.
Turning white, I'm sure. Or gray.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I haven't seen like salt and pepper pubes.
No. Does it just happen overnight? Like,
I don't know.
It's like snowfall.
Right? Have you ever?
No, I mean, I've never seen it like graying.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'm going to do my homework.
Stuff to look forward to.
Yeah. Listeners, if you know, call us at 781-763-7527. That's 781-PODSLAP. Let us know if you found any grays in your or your partner's pants.
Yeah. I have not yet.
I don't know. Nothing's growing.
But even in my own, like...
In my own, I keep it short and sweet.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll let it grow and I'll look. Maybe I'll be an assignment. I don't know. I could grow it in and it could just be like a shock of white hair.
Can you get like cool patterns in it? Like Harrison Ford or like...
Oh,
or
I don't
like
know.
A gremlin.
Oh, like Jack Black's beard.
Yeah.
I want Jack Black's beard down there.
I want Jack Black's pubes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine how great his fucking pubes are.
I bet he's got good pubes.
He's got really fun pubes. I want like a shock of white hair like Christopher Walken's head in Batman Returns.
Yeah.
Like that white.
That's a good look.
Yeah.
Like skunk.
Skunk. Yeah. Look at my skunk junk.
Yeah, maybe you don't want a white stripe.
Be a real flashing gremlin. The white stripe. The Pepe Le Pew. All right. Let's get back to the voicemail.
No pubic hair stuff. Just Barbie doll box. I needed to get back to basics. The kids are out of the house now. Let's go. Let's do it correctly. I told her I wanted to be thick, thick and luxurious, but dense. Maybe even a little bit stinky. Yeah, that's what I like. Back to the old school ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told her that when I get down there to perform Palladio on her... That I want it to be like I'm kissing Swamp City. The Alan Moore version. One that has psychotropic mushrooms grown out of him. Because I want to take a trip, baby. A trip to pubic town. Yeah, bush hairs. Sometimes they call them pubic hairs or beaver. I'm all about it. What do you guys think about bush hairs? Huh?
Well, sorry to bury the lead.
Yeah, I think we've made it.
Yeah, I think you know how.
I think we've made it known. I'm curious if the cactus thing is real. If anybody has that,
I'm pro Bush.
You're pro Bush.
Pro Bush.
You're a Bush supporter.
I'm a Bush. I'm a big Bush supporter. I could go for four more years.
I've gotta tell you, fellas, I've had it with this technological hellscape we live in. Modern technology, fuck that, you know. Here's what happened, you know. Today, I took what could only be categorized as a monster shit. A monster shit. And before I could get up to turn around and look at my masterpiece, the automatic flusher got rid of it. Oh. Gone, like it never happened.
Oh.
Who asked for this? Not me. Certainly not me. No, sir.
I've been there.
Now, what am I going to do? I don't know. I'm never going to have a shit like that again. I think it's super.
Yeah.
I'm despondent about it. So this beside myself. Fit it where you shit it, indeed.
Yeah, I kind of been there.
I've kind of been there, too.
Yeah, you want to see what you made. Yeah, everyone wants to see what they made.
Yeah.
There's no... Nobody's denying that, right?
Sometimes you want to show people what you made.
I want to take pictures and I knew. I was like, who else? Who can I send them to? It's you or Brianne. And I know, like, neither of you want that picture.
Yeah, I don't want to see yours.
No, I know, but, there was recently. There was, like, it was a snake. It was wild.
Yeah. Do you ever do one where you're, like, you're like, what if this is the biggest one ever?
Mm-hmm. And I didn't get a picture.
I didn't get a picture. I didn't get it verified.
Yeah.
Like someone from Guinness should come.
Yeah.
With gloves up to their elbows and a tape measure and get in there.
Yeah, I know.
You know? Once it's out of the water,
yeah.
I mean, you want to call somebody.
Yeah, put it on a scale at least. I don't know why. It's real weird. I'll do a giant one like that and, you know, hopefully it doesn't get flushed by automatic flusher so I can see it.
Yeah.
And I have a weird urge to sprinkle pretzel salt on it. I can't explain why. And just see what it looks like. Take a picture of it.
I get
pretzel,
it.
Pretzel salt on it. Just I want to dress it up a little. I want to give it a little extra.
You
bam, as Emeril Lagasse would say.
Do you want the water out of the bowl when you do this? Or do you like
Depends how it's floating.
Oh yeah, if you get a floater.
Is it a floater or it could be one that's like the Sarlacc pit, like arm up the side, grabbing Lando's leg.
Grabbing your leg.
Yeah, grabbing my leg. I could get pulled right in there.
Well, caller, we can relate.
Yeah, that does suck. I mean, there's a million things I hate about technology, but there's a million things I love, so it's a weird balance.
Yeah. I appreciate an automatic toilet in like a public toilet because I don't really want to touch it, but when one flushes while you're like sitting on it, it's disgusting.
Oh, and you get splashed?
Yeah.
Oh, you know that's dirty butt water.
Yeah, it's the
poop
worst.
Water.
Yep.
Like dump soup washing your balls.
The only people that used it had to use it.
Yeah.
It's not, there's no routine dumps going in there. It's all like, fuck, I got to shit at Home Depot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not going to Home Depot to take a shit.
Well, I hope you're not. Everybody's got a home, John.
Thank you for the voicemails, fellas. Ladies, you can call us too. 781-POD-SLAP. 781-763-7527.
We love the calls from the ladies. Even calls from animals. Sometimes we get calls from puppies and such.
Sure.
It happens.
We do.
Yeah.
Puppies and squirrels.
Squirrels. And
absolutely. Kidney stones. We've had all kinds of calls.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid.
Jump in the pool.
That's it. 781-763-7527. Or you can email an audio message to slap@superliveadventure.com.
Mm-hmm.
We have some stuff to plug. We got a thing to plug. We're doing a Manny and Friends show.
That's right. We're both. I don't know what the hell we're doing.
We're
doing a thing together. I don't know.
Anything can happen at Manny and Friends.
You might see us together. You might see us separately. I don't know. But that's going to be May 26th. That's a Friday night, 9 p.m. at Flagship Brewery on Staten Island. You could get tickets in advance. Go to Manny and Friends on Facebook.
Yeah. And they have an Instagram account as well.
That's
Shoot them a message and get the advance tickets. It's a better deal.
Yeah, it's a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
Come hang out, drink some beer, watch some comedy, and have some good laughs with some good people.
That's right.
Oh, May 20th, I will be at the Newdorp Comic Con, Newdorp High School, Staten Island, New York. supporting friends there. And, you know, I'll be selling some Ghostbusters prints, some real Ghostbusters, some of those exclusive ones that are hard to find that I only sold online very quickly and they sold out and you couldn't get them anymore. Guess what? I reprinted some of them and you could get them there.
I love that.
Yeah. And I got some new stuff, got some old stuff. I got a bunch of stuff. Gonna be Jake Blues there. Yeah, come on by, yeah. See Baby Belushi, take a picture with me.
I'm glad it's happening again.
Yeah,
the,
me too.
The kids do a great job with that.
They
it's really good. That's very cool.
They do, you know, and it's you know, like I said, it's a lot of friends there. It's a good community. It's good people.
Yeah,
yeah.
Check it out.
Come on by. And I was recently on the Galaxy of Film podcast, episode 121. We covered the Friday trilogy. Find that out wherever you listen to podcasts. Funny episode.
Very nice.
Yeah, man.
Guys, as always, superliveadventure.com for everything, including merch.
Yeah.
Link to our Tee Public store. We got 3 new t-shirt designs in the store.
There's always new ones like popping up. So like, yeah. We don't even announce it. Like you'll just see a weird new design.
Check them out. Obviously, everything you purchase on there, we get a little bit of that, supports the show. But also, just walking around in a Super Live Adventure shirt is a nice way to promote this podcast.
That always helps. People are like, what is that? And you're like, this is my favorite podcast. I'll go, and they're like, I'll go listen.
Could not do it without you guys. It's been 10 years.
10 long years.
So if nobody listened, we wouldn't do it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming out when you can. Thank you to the members of the Little Chub Club. I just... on and on and on. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And man, I feel like we've been asking for a lot. I just really send this to one person. You just listen to it.
That's it.
So, you know, somebody at work, a neighbor, a friend, somebody in your family,
someone you think would laugh during Luke telling Leia that. She's his sister.
That's right.
Someone that would laugh at that as well, that gets it, that loves that stuff, but gets how fucking funny it is. Send it to that person. I guarantee they'll appreciate you, dude.
Yeah. Spread the word, man. Spread the pod.
Spread your legs.
That's right. We love you guys.
Let us in.
Until next time.
Fit it.
Where you shit it.